You are listening to WWBC, Coco, Merritt Island, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI, Coco, Rockledge, 94.7 FM, W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, Palm Bay, Indy Atlantic, Indian Harbor Beach, Satellite Beach, 100.7 FM, and W260CL, Coco, 99.9 FM.
Good evening, and thank you for tuning in to Kingdom Sounds. We are elated that you have chosen this broadcast on this evening, and we look forward to God blessing you. Stay tuned.
Hello and welcome. Thank you so much for tuning in today. You are listening to Kingdom Sounds, a radio broadcast ministry of Victory International Praise Ministries. We are located at 250 North Babcock Street in the city of Melbourne, Florida. Just want to say thank God for WWBC FM radio station and Pastor Paul Exposito, station manager here. Want to give a shout out to our very own Victory International Praise Ministries pastors and our leadership, Apostle Thomas Robinson. God bless you, man of God. And to our lovely Pastor Teresa Robinson, we thank God for both of you and thank God for the opportunity. I'm your host today, Andre Jordan, and I'm excited to be in the studio and just sharing the word of the Lord. And today we're going to take a quick look through Psalms 27 and just be strengthened and encouraged in what the word has to say. And so, Father, I just thank you today for everyone that you've divinely appointed to listen in, to tune in, and to hear the word of the Lord, and to be encouraged, to be uplifted, to be comforted, to find comfort and strength, Father, from your word, the best place, the only place, Father, that we can truly find spiritual comfort in times like these. We thank you for being God Almighty, God alone, sovereign God, King of kings and Lord of lords. We thank you for moving on our behalf. Thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you for your goodness and your mercy today, Father. Let every heart be blessed as they hear today. Father, let everyone get something out of this and just be encouraged in you. I pray in the name of Jesus. Amen. So as I said, we're turning to Psalms 27 today because these are the days that we need to be reminded of the goodness of God. These are the days that we need to be reminded of the faithfulness of God. He is still faithful. He is still God, and in the dark times, he shines even brighter. So let's take a look at the word of God at Psalm 27. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? In the days that we're living in, it is so important that we declare and know that the Lord is our light. In the midst of gross darkness, in the midst of how the world appears to be, the Lord is my light, our light, your light. This first verse makes me even think back to Genesis 1. The world, it says, was without form. It was chaos. And in the midst of that, God Almighty said, let there be light. And the scripture tells us there was light. And so for you and I today, I find this passage very encouraging. In the midst of your chaotic world, in the midst of your chaotic situation, in the midst of your whatever is going on that looks like there is no form to this, this is madness, there is still a God on your side that has given you and I the ability in him to declare let there be light, or to declare, the Lord is my light, or to call for light in a dark situation, to call for light in a troubled place. We have that ability to say something. We have the ability to call for the light of God. So the Lord is my light today and my salvation, my strong saving light, my deliverer, my rescuer. I have hope because the Lord is my light. I have hope because the Lord is my salvation, my salvation. He's going to bring about deliverance in this matter. He's going to rescue me. He's going to deliver me. He's going to save me. So he's a saving, delivering light. Whom shall I fear? And the answer is nobody and nothing. Because who can stand against God? No one, nothing can stand against him. No one, nothing can supersede his power. Somebody needs to be encouraged today. I need to be encouraged today. I pray that as we take a look and walk through Psalm 27, something on the inside of our bellies would be stirred up in God to believe and trust and hope and expectancy just a little bit more. We're almost through whatever the situation is. You're almost through whatever you've been dealing with. Continue to trust in the Lord. He is your light. The light of God disperses the darkness, and everything in the darkness must flee. So the Lord is our light and our salvation. Whom shall I fear? Whom shall we fear? No one and nothing. So our declaration is, I do not fear because the Lord is my light. He's my salvation. I shall not fear. The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When we have the strength of God at our disposal. So in the natural, my strength is limited. But in the supernatural, the strength of God is unlimited to me. The strength of God is unlimited to you. There is unlimited strength available to you. Every time you think, I can't go further, I can't go on, I can't take it, Jesus, the strength of God is there at your back. Yes, you can stand. Yes, you can stand. Yes, you can stand in me. My strength is here for you. The strength of God. So the Lord is the strength of my life. If we're trying to have strength in our life that's not of God, it's going to fail us. We're going to go down for the count. We're not going to make it. But when we depend and rely on the strength of God, the supernatural strength of God, strength when I'm weak, strength in my weakness, strength that causes us not to faint, the strength of God, the Lord is the strength of my life. He is the one. Never-ending source and supply of strength being infused into my spirit man, being infused into my mind, being infused into my being, the strength of God. Amen. Of whom shall I be afraid? He's my light. He's my salvation. He's my strength. Of whom shall I be afraid? All of that, all of God in me, all of God available to me, of whom shall I be afraid? We cannot get distracted by how things seem in the natural. We've got to rely on and depend on an intimate relationship with the Lord. We've got to magnify him so that the problems and the situations and the crisis is minimized. We've got to make the Lord our focus. Everything else is small and insignificant. He is the focus. The problem is not the focus. The Lord is the focus. And when we do that, we walk in the light. We walk in salvation. We experience the strength of God. Strength is our portion today. Strength is your portion today. Strength is my portion today. I receive the strength of God. Declare that. I receive the strength of God. Amen. Verse number two. We've only done one verse. Verse number two. When the wicked came to eat my flesh, when those that mean me no good, when those that are really not for me, when those that are watching and expecting me to fail, expecting me to fall, expecting me to throw in the towel, expecting me to give up, expecting me to quit, when the wicked came against me to eat up my flesh, they stumbled. Oh, let me stop. I'm getting ahead of myself. Okay, hold it. When the wicked came to eat up my flesh, when my enemies, when my foes, these are not your friends. Sometimes we have friends, wolf clothing, these are not your friends. When the wicked, when my enemies, when my foes, these are opposition, opposers. They are opposed to things of God. They are against the things of God. These are not your friends. When the wicked came against me to eat up my flesh, they thought they were going to devour me, but they didn't know I belong to God. They didn't know the greater one lives in me. They were confused. They came to eat up my flesh, my enemies and my foes. But because of God, because of the strength of God, because of the supernatural power of God, because of the Holy Ghost of God, they stumbled and fell. Though an army may encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. We got to believe and trust God in our heart. We got to know in our heart. We got to know in our knower of knowers and knowers. God is for me. God is with me. God is able. Nothing is impossible for God. We've got to know with our whole heart that our trust in God is fruitful, that our trust in God is of great value, that our trust in God, that we won't allow ourselves to be distracted by what it looks like in the natural. It could be a whirlwind situation. In the natural, it could be a tornado situation. But my God, we serve the Prince of Peace that speaks, peace be still in this whirlwind of a situation. Peace be still in this tornado of a situation. Peace be still in this hurricane emotional situation. The peace of God is our portion today. The strength of God is our portion today. Come on, saints. And those that want to know him, and those that want to give their life to him, and those that are tired, oh my gosh, of trying to do life without Jesus Christ. The Lord is my light today. The Lord is my salvation today. The Lord is my strength, the strength of my life. It's him giving me strength. Gosh, whom shall I fear? Of whom shall I be afraid? All my enemies, all my foes, all the wicked, the army of evil that tries to encamp around me, tries to box me in. My heart will not fear because I've given my heart to the Lord, because I've given my heart to the things of God, because I've given my heart to the Word of God, because I've renewed my mind. I've permitted the mind of Christ to be in me. So when I try to grow weary, when I try to grow weak, when I try to grow faint, something in me, the Holy Ghost of God, reminds me. And I'm like a boxer. I shake my head. Somebody been a sucker punch me. I shake my head and clear my vision so I can come back to the truth of the Word of God, the truth of the promises of God, the truth of God that endures forever, that's established and endures forever. We have the strength of God today. It goes further. Verse 3, though war may rise against me. Anybody in a battle? Anybody in a war? Anybody in World War III in their life though a war may rise against me. War can take place any place, in our marriages, on our jobs, in our families, with our children, with our businesses, in any relationship, any partnership. War can arise, and sometimes we don't even see the war coming. But though it arise against me, in this will I be confident. Cast not away our confidence in God. Great recompense of reward. Keep your confidence in God. Keep your faith in God. It's got to be in God. That's the key phrase. It must be in God. Keep your hope in God. Keep your faith in God. Stay in God and stay with Him. Verse number 4. One thing. One thing. If I could choose one thing, I choose Jesus. One thing. One thing. If you could only choose one thing today, I pray that you choose Jesus. Verse 4 says, one thing I have desired of the Lord. One thing. We've got to come back to the one thing. Jesus Christ and Him crucified. One thing. The Word of God made flesh. We've got to come back to one thing. One thing have I desired of the Lord. This one thing is desirable. My whole being desires after this one thing. That will I seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life. I want to stay in the presence of God all the days of my life, because I know Jesus is worth everything. Everything else I have, you can have it. But one thing I will not let go. I refuse to let go. And that is that I may dwell in the house of the Lord, that I may stay in the presence of Almighty God, that I may stay in His presence, that I may learn how to live in God's presence, so that anything happening in my life is irrelevant to the presence of God. Anything happening in my life, the presence of God dominates and has preeminence and has priority and supersedes anything else, any other wind blowing. But if I can just stay in the presence of God, I know with an assurance I'm going to be okay. So one thing I have desired of the Lord, that will I seek after, pursue, chase with all my heart. Go after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life. Verse 5, I want to be where God is. That is my one desire. I want to be where God is. I want to be found in His presence. I want to draw near to Him. Oh, because He's the strength of my life, you see. To behold, I'm still in verse 4, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in His temple. How beautiful is our God, to behold the beauty, to taste and eat, to know He's good, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in His temple. Verse 5, for in the time of trouble, He shall hide me in His pavilion. I don't have to worry. Trouble comes and goes in our lives. But in those seasons of trouble, He shall hide me in His pavilion. He gonna keep me safe. Psalms 91 says He shall hide us in the shelter of His wings. He will keep His children safe. He will hide me in His pavilion. He's going to make sure you and I are safe in the secret place of his tabernacle. He shall hide me. Hide me, Jesus, today. Hide me, God, in the storm of life today. Hide me. Why don't you say that to the Lord? God, hide me in your pavilion. Hide me in the secret place, Father. He shall set me high upon a rock. He'll set me high in the high places. He'll set me high above the situation and the problem. He'll set me high where I'm seated in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. I'm looking down on the problem. He'll set me high upon a rock. That rock is Christ Jesus. That rock is the Lord. This is good news today. No matter what it looks like, no matter what we're going through, he shall hide us upon a rock. He's going to hide you high above all of the turmoil, of the drama, of the trouble, of the problems. He shall hide me. And now my head shall be lifted up above my enemies all around me. Therefore, I will offer sacrifices of joy in his tabernacle. Now, when God come to my rescue and deliver me, I'm in verse 6. My head shall be lifted up above my enemies all around me. You're going to be head and shoulders above all the enemies around you. Therefore, I will offer sacrifices of joy in his tabernacle. Yes, I will sing. Yes, I will sing praises to the Lord. Hallelujah. It's important. Praise, an important component as we stand in faith, as we believe God to rescue, to deliver, to save us, his saving arm, as we believe God to bring us through, to bring us out, to carry us through. Our praise is a powerful weapon. We will offer sacrifices of joy. God delights in a sacrifice. God requires a sacrifice. It costs us something to give joy, to give praise, when it's looking not joyful, when it's looking not praiseworthy. But because he always is, and because it doesn't matter what it looks like, we can offer a sacrifice of joy. We can offer and sing praises to the Lord. Praises for our valiant God. Praises for our faithful God. Praises for our good God, our amazing God, our holy God, our great God, our King. We can offer praises unto him, unto his name. Let's go to verse 7. Hear, O Lord, when I cry with my voice. Have mercy upon me and answer me. When you said, seek my face, my heart was committed to you, God. And my heart said, your face, God, I will seek. I'm seeking relationship with you. I'm seeking to stay in your presence. I'm seeking to come face to face, to draw near to you. I'm seeking that intimate relationship with you. I'm not seeking a bless me moment. Gimme, 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 gimme. But I want your face. I want it to be you and I. I'm seeking closeness, the presence of God. I want to continue in it. Oh God, do not hide your face from me. Do not turn your servant away in anger, for you have been my help. Don't leave me, Lord, nor forsake me. Aren't we glad today? He never leaves us. He never forsakes us. Oh God of my salvation,
when others, when my mother, my father, my children, my brother, my sister, my family, my relatives, your husband, your wife will forsake you, then the Lord will take care of me. Thank you, Jesus, that we have the Lord on our side today. Our time is almost up. I want to thank you for listening. I want you to be encouraged today. It doesn't matter what it looked like. Your faith, your hope, your trust is in the Lord God Almighty. He's your light. He's your salvation. He's your strength. He's the strength of your life. Continue to praise him. Continue to press into his presence. Continue to draw near to him and watch him draw near to you. You've been listening to Kingdom Sounds. We are a radio broadcast ministry of Victory International Praise Ministries, 250 North Babcock Street. Come and visit us. Service time 7 p.m. Tuesday night. Service times Sunday morning at 11 a.m. You will come as a visitor, but you're going to leave there as family, and you're going to leave there knowing Jesus Christ loves you today. God bless you and keep you is our prayer.
Thank you for listening in to Kingdom Sounds. Be sure to listen in Monday through Friday at 6 p.m. Our service times are Sunday at 11 o'clock a.m. and Tuesdays at 7:30 p.m. If you have a prayer request, you can send it in to vipministries@att.net. We are located at 250 North Babcock Street in Melbourne, Florida, 32935. VIP is empowering God's people to overcome what's overcoming them and mobilizing them to impact society. Our prayer is that God will bless you and keep you, that he will make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. Be blessed.
You are listening to WWBC Coco, Merritt Island, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI Coco, Rockledge, 94.7 FM, W264AS Rockledge, Melbourne, Palm Bay, Indian Atlantic, Indian Harbor Beach, Satellite Beach, 100.7 FM, and W260CL Coco, 99.9 FM.
This is Bible Q&A with John MacArthur, and I'm Denny Nugent here with today's question from Romans 9. There the Apostle Paul makes what has to be one of the most shocking statements in the New Testament. For I could wish that I myself were accursed, separated from Christ for the sake of my brethren, my kinsmen, according to the flesh. Now, John, why is Paul pronouncing a curse on himself?
This is a hyperbole. This is an overstatement for the sake of emphasis. And when the Apostle Paul thought about the salvation of his fellow Jews, he expresses himself in this kind of hyperbole, saying he was willing even to forfeit his own salvation if somehow that could save them from God's condemnation. Of course, it couldn't. Wouldn't have anything to do with it, but it is an extreme way to express his compassion. It is a severe way to express his love. No one, of course, knew better than Paul that salvation is a believer's most precious treasure, and that only Christ's sacrificial death has the power to save. But here he's speaking not theologically, not precisely in a doctrinal sense, but this is his heart. He's speaking emotionally. There's no reason to doubt that his awesome statement of self-sacrificial love was a true expression of an honest love for his people. Such love that were it possible, he could even think about giving up his own salvation for others. That's a missionary heart. No wonder